It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Giving away the store.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. There's a hint of desperation in the air this morning at malls and stores around the country. Retailers are doing sweepstakes and giveaways and discounts, hoping for a strong start to the holiday shopping season. And all over the country, we do have reports of crowds and long lines. We got a call from Marketplace editor Patty Hirsch. He was at the Great Mall in San Jose, California. Patty, what time did you get there?
I got here at 12:30. The doors here opened at midnight. Oh, we would have got here at midnight, except there was a 2 or 3 mile line to get into the parking lot down the street, so we actually couldn't get until 12:30.
Wow. And how about inside the mall? What's it like there?
It's a mob scene, the only way I can describe it. It's difficult to walk at more than shuffle pace in the stores and even in between the stores. It's absolutely crammed with people.
And what are you doing there?
Well, I'm standing in line. I'm with a group of 6 or 7 women, and I'm clutching various pairs of pants and shoes and scarves as I shuffle forward in the line at Saks Fifth, waiting to pay for everything.
6 or 7 women?
Yes. You know, I'm just the token guy here, and I'm doing a lot of the paying, and I'm doing the holding while they do all the shopping.
You've been covering this story for a while now, retail sales and all that. Were you surprised to find so many people at the mall? I mean, a 2 or 3 mile line?
I was very surprised to see the length of the line, but what's more surprising is the fact that while there were a huge amount of people in this mall, I'm not actually seeing people buying that much. People aren't toting enormous bags or many, many bags. I think that a lot of the stores are not cutting costs enough or cutting prices enough. I'm seeing 30, 40, and in some cases 50% knockoffs, but nothing more than that. I'm not seeing the big 60, 70, 75 that I might have expected in this economy.
But it sounds like you bought some stuff.
Well, I've got a few things here. I bought a pair of shoes for myself. I haven't bought a pair of shoes all year, so I figure I can splash out once.
All right. Patty Hirsch at the Great Mall in San Jose, California. Thanks.
Cheers, Scott.
Should be a quiet day for Wall Street. It's only a half day, and there probably won't be a whole lot of trading. In Asia today, the markets closed with gains of about 2%. European shares are down a bit so far. The Dow is at 87.26, the NASDAQ at 15.32. Oil is just below $54 a barrel this morning. In poorer countries, people aren't standing in line at Best Buy. They might be standing in line for food. This weekend, the United Nations holds a forum on international financing for poorer nations. Stacey Vanek-Smith has more on that.
Last year, investors poured more than $640 billion into developing countries. But purse strings are a lot tighter this year. Johanna Mendelson-Forman is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. She says that money is the lifeblood for many developing nations.
Our biggest form of foreign aid is foreign direct investment. It accounts for the bulk of development around the world.
The troubles on Wall Street might seem pretty unrelated to the prosperity of workers in Africa, but Forman says developing nations are already feeling the effects of the credit crunch as demand for raw materials dries up.
If countries don't have money, then people don't have income, and no income means people can't buy food. So it's not only the credit markets, but it just has this downward spiral for the rest of the world.
Forman says a World Bank report that looked at the economic downturn in 2001 found at least 10 million people remained impoverished because of the drop in international investment. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, online at shrm.org.
The hurricane season officially ends on Sunday. Six storms hit the U.S. mainland. Ike did $8 billion of damage in Texas, and the drunken Hurricane Faye hit Florida four separate times. That storm provided a test case for a web-based network dubbed Hurricane Facebook. Dan Gretsch reports from Miami.
BizRecovery.org bills itself as a clearinghouse of information that businesses need to reopen quickly after a storm. The site aims to answer questions like, were branch offices damaged? Are nearby roads and banks reopened? Are suppliers back up and running? The site also has a social networking feature that allows managers and employees to stay in touch during a storm. And like Facebook, it's free. Yi Deng is Dean of Computer Science at Florida International University in Miami. He helped develop the Business Continuity Information Network, better known as Beacon.
After a major disaster like a hurricane, everybody is in the dark. Through this network, businesses are provided with accurate, reliable, and real-time information. And with that, they can make a sound business decision.
You'd think a site like this would already exist, but it turns out collecting this kind of information in a single place is a mammoth undertaking. It took 3 years and $500,000 to develop. This past hurricane season, 100 businesses in South Florida volunteered to pilot Beacon. Among them was IBM. Juan Caraballo with IBM says Beacon sends a clear signal to businesses.
You're not on your own. It allows us to find each other, and by doing that, help each other. Think neighbor to neighbor, but in this case, it's business to business.
And businesses are eager to join, including Kaplan Higher Ed, the billion-dollar virtual education arm of the test prep company. Kaplan's Samuel Hoffner says Beacon finally brings disaster recovery into the internet age.
There's nothing that I know about like this.
Beacon is expected to be rolled out across Florida in time for the next hurricane season. Developers say if even just a fraction of those businesses use the network to speed up their disaster recovery, hundreds of millions of dollars could be saved. In Miami, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy your Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.